Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Real people, real life, real insight. We bridge gaps through unscripted conversation, improvising, adapting, and overcoming life's obstacles. There is life outside of the box. Take a chance on you today. Enjoy the show.
It's grind time. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. This is the realest show ever, man. Join us for some unscripted conversation. Of course, it's every Tuesday and Friday, but don't go anywhere. We got something very, very super special for you guys that's coming up, man. And we're going to jump right into this thing right after this song, man. So tell somebody that the grind is on. Tell somebody that it's time to bridge some gaps, man, because that's what we do. We do everything, man. We do everything in the boss way. And guess what? God looks good on you, man. Let's go.
Ladies and
Thank you guys for being a part of history. Man, we absolutely love each and every one of you, man. We thank you for supporting us on this show. Man, this is a show. We're going to bridge some gaps. And as always, we're absolutely going to say some things that people love. We're going to say some things that people don't like either. We're going to tell you why that is here in just a moment because, you know, we pride ourselves on knowing that this is the realest show ever. So since it's the realest show ever, we're going to touch on some things that people normally wouldn't say. But we're going to do it in a tasteful manner. And when we do it, guys, you're gonna be blessed by it simply because we understand that not everybody is going to be pleased. Come back around here. Not everybody is going to be pleased by everything that we say. And we know that. So, but that's okay. And in life, man, you have to realize that, you know, you're not going to please everybody with everything that you say. So stop trying, plain and simple, man. So let's jump into the show because I know we got some people out there that are actually on their way to work. We got some people that are actually at work. We got some people that may have just gotten laid off. Some people that, you know, are contemplating something good happening at work. Some people that are contemplating something bad happening at work. And because of that, we understand that there's going to be some people that are going to go through some things, and going through those things, ladies and gentlemen, it's just not going to be a sexy thing. Let's just say it that way. So when we know we're going through things, we have to ask ourselves, what is the message in the mess? What's the message in the mess? I think it's kind of ironic. I think it's kind of ironic that the word message starts with mess. I just thought that was kind of crazy. But, you know, and when you really think about how words are originated and how words kind of like perpetuate themselves, when you think about the message that you want to get in life, it's always based on what you do, you know, what actions you take, what arenas you actually put yourself in, right? How often are you actually going through mess too? That matters. How often are you going through mess? There are a lot of things that play into that, but we want to touch on all of that on today's show because somebody's going through some things right now, and we want to make sure that, you know, if you're going through some stuff right now, you know how to get out of it and bridge that gap, because we always say that, you know, no matter what, this show is all about things that we go through in life. And as we grow through them in life, we love to jump on this show and just tell you guys things that we go through. It may not be the specific thing, but you kind of get the message on the things that we go through. And we want to give you the message through the mess, right? The message through the mess. And if we can give you the message through the mess, then maybe you can start with yourself and start bridging that gap, you know. So I know we got my beautiful co-host, Ms. Pam McCray, just joined me on the mic today on the show. And I know that she wants to say hello and good morning to everybody that's on. I know we have our famous Blog Talk Radio listeners that are dialing in to the show live to hear us on Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you that want to do that, that number is 646-668-2564. Dial in live, guys. Hit the number one, and it'll raise your hand, and we'll see it. If you want to have a discussion with us or just actually say, you know, good morning, you know, give us a little bit about what you're maybe going through. Maybe it's a celebration. Maybe it's not always something bad. You just want to give a praise report, right? And that's okay, because that's what we do on this show, guys. We take the good and the bad, and we use both of them to learn from. So, Pam, say hello and good morning, everybody.
Absolutely. Great morning to everybody jumping on the grind. I say hello to each and every one of you. It's a beautiful day out. The sun is shining. No matter where you are, you got to always realize that you are the sunshine, that you definitely set the temperature.
I like that.
Absolutely. I say great morning to each and every one of you. It's always just great to be on the grind as we get up and, you know, have an opportunity to be a blessing in the lives of those that, you know, jump on. And you all are definitely a blessing in our lives. And so we truly appreciate everyone that's on air, everyone that's listening live, everyone that's joining us on our different platforms. We appreciate you. We celebrate you. And yes, today is a new day. Another day to celebrate life, another day to get up and to realize that, hey, you got to make it happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's going on in the world today? We're not the most current event people. We don't typically watch too much TV.
Most certainly don't watch the news, man.
But, you know, so we can't give you guys the current events. All
no,
we know
the
are
events.
The current events that God gave us
past events.
For our life. We give y'all the current events for our life.
Right.
Because that's what we focus on.
Right. We give y'all the history. Yeah. once we figure out that it already happened, right?
Right. No. So I think the message today really, or the show today, is the message in the mess. And we have to, you know, focus on what we just said. Focus on our own mess and our own message.
Right.
You know, this is gonna get a little ugly. This morning, but that's okay. Tell somebody the grind is on and they're bridging some gaps through practical, you know, application, because everybody has mess that they go through.
Right.
You know, everybody has mess that they go through. And, you know, the word message, if you break it down, it's mess and then age, right? It's message, right? So when we think about the mess that we go through as we age, we learn from those
mess,
and it becomes the message. And you know, Pam always talks about the test and the, you know, the testimony.
Absolutely.
In order to get your testimony,
you have to have a test. Right.
And I think a lot of times, Pam, people tend to not realize what they're in for a reason. And I believe a lot of people tend to point, and I'm not stereotyping, because I know, I can tell you what I used to go through.
Right.
Because, you know, it's hard to own your own mess sometimes. If you guys can understand, you know, what I'm saying. It's hard to admit that you missed it sometimes. And even in a lot of cases, it's, you know, you want to say somebody else missed it. And maybe they did and put
blame
you in
game.
A very, yeah. Maybe they put you in a very awkward situation and expected you to react one way and you didn't react that way. So things got messy. So, you know, when that happens, you own the mess, not the mess in its totality, but we always say on this show, you can't fix it or change it until you own it.
That's right.
But how do you own it? Do you own the entire mess, or do you just own the message in the mess that you just went through?
Right.
And if you're going through it, it could have been a situation, it could have been a person, it could have been a place. We always say people, places, and things here. But if whatever it is that you're going through, if, you know, a situation pissed you off, what's the message in that situation? If a person pissed you off, what's the message in that situation? And ask yourself, how do I apply that to my life so that I don't go through that again?
No, I agree with you. And I truly believe that you have to be able to recognize the mess, okay, before you can even get the message out of it.
Right.
Because
say that again for the people in the back.
Right. You have to be able to recognize the mess in order to understand the message that's supposed to come out of the mess that was created. Mm-hmm. And many times it could be self-inflicted. Many times it could be because you should not have been in that situation. Many times it could be because maybe you shouldn't even been connected to whatever it may be. But a lot of times it's from, we have to realize that it's from choice that we are in the different positions that we're in life. So therefore we learn from the mess that we end up creating in life so that now we can get the message that's supposed to come out of it in order to now allow ourselves to be able to learn from it, to grow from it. Because I believe that every mess, nothing happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason. So there's a reason why we have to go through certain things in life in order to learn from them, to grow from them. You never fail in it. But, you know, now you're able to take that mess for it to now become your message. But if you don't recognize the mess, if you don't understand, okay, why was I in this position to begin with? Why did I allow this to happen? What choices did I do? What things could I have done differently? Now you understand and you're recognizing the mess, and now you're able to get the message that's supposed to come out of it that's now going to be the very thing that now helps you to understanding that, you know, okay, I need to think differently the next time around, or I need to handle this or move accordingly differently, you know, as you now move forward, because you grow from it. Okay.
You're supposed to grow.
You're supposed to
from
grow.
It. So we're gonna talk about reasons. So we're gonna talk about two
you're
reasons. We're gonna talk about reasons why, you know, why you grow from
Absolutely.
It and the reasons why you don't grow from
yes.
it as well. And let's throw out one of those factors out there too, because this is gonna bless somebody today. We always talk about speed of implementation in the business that we're in.
Right.
And I believe that the speed of implementation is just a life term.
Mm.
Right. So Pam said a minute ago, the quicker you realize the mess, the sooner you can start working your way out of it. It may not be a clean break right away, but at least you can start working yourself out of it.
Right.
But you first have to recognize what that mess is.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that keep people stuck in the mess or not wanting to get out of the mess, because, you know, once you've been in the mess for so long and, you know, now you seem like you're co-joined with that thing, like Siamese twins, right? Seems like you're a part of it now. And even though your spirit is telling you something's not right with what you're in, and now you earmark it, you dot it, you cross it as a mess. This is a mess. You know, how do I get myself?
It's a mess.
Yeah, how do I get myself out of this mess? Because I've been in this mess, you know, for so long, you know, it has to be handled, you know, the right way.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it is just a clean, you know, a clean break, and you just take the fallout for it, you know. But sometimes, you know, in every situation that you're in, you know, I fully believe that, you know, I know there's something called in the dating world now, and some of y'all gonna realize this term, there's something called ghosting. Right. It's called ghosting in the dating world. And people ghost one another. So that means if you no longer want to be in the relationship anymore, you just get ghost. You know, you stop showing up, you stop talking, you stop calling and everything, and you just get ghost. Now, I just actually heard that term about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I'm like, wow. That's a real term,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, but when you ask yourself, why do people get ghost in a relationship or a situation? Why do they get ghost? They either get ghost for one of two reasons. Either they aren't good at handling confrontation, or there's nothing in that situation that they feel they can fix.
Mm.
So one of the two. You know, it always happens that way. Now, I'm not the dating expert, because I have, you know, I dated, you know, maybe once or twice in my life. This is the second time. The first time was real short. But, you know, because I know who I am and I know what I want. And you know, when you have criteria, that's a whole nother show. But things, you know, you try not to put yourself in a mess that you can't get out of. But when you think about the dating, in the terms of dating, people ghost people all the time because they don't want to. Maybe they've been in a minute. Maybe the expectations on one side are far greater than the expectation on their side.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that means maybe there's some love over here, and maybe there isn't some, you know, any love over here. Maybe it's just, you know, we just gonna be cut buddies over here, and you over here, it's like, no, this thing is gonna be forever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So
you're not on the same page. You're not moving in the same direction. You don't have the same vision, the same goals. So, you know, it's harder to get out of mess. Sometimes that mess doesn't reveal itself until you're in it.
Now you got to figure out how to get out of it.
Now you got to figure out how to get out of it, you know. So.
But, you know, and that's true. And you know, when you think about, I know when I think about the mess, and many times that's the hardest part, you know, when you're going through the messiness, the messy things, whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish in life, and we got to go through the tough times, the pain, the things that's going to stretch us, the things that's going to help us to grow. We don't really understand it at that given moment, but the mess is the most important part. It's the most important aspect.
That's
because
the juicy part. Yeah,
it's stuff. The most important part, because that mess is the journey, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the journey is the most important aspect of everything that we do. It's not the destination. It's the journey that it's going to take. And many times during that journey, that's where the mess takes place. Because that's, again, that mess is necessary in order for it to become the message. So, mm-hmm. you know, each and every one of us have our own mess that we got to go through in order for us to realize and to recognize the things that's necessary to happen in our life in order to now get ourselves to that destination. So, you know, that's the beauty of it all. But it's the pain. It's the stretching. It's the, you know, the disappointments. It's you also have the ups, you know, you have the downs. But, you know, all of that is necessary to create the message. So, right. therefore, we can't circumvent the mess that we got to go through. You know, we all create our own different messes because we serve a God that gives us God a choice, right? So we have choices that we're able to make in life. And my mess is different from your mess.
Absolutely. So let's get right. So let's get
It's necessary. It's up. It's the journey. You know, it really is. It's necessary in order.
It's necessary. So let's get practical with it. How you say it's necessary.
Right.
The mess is necessary. You know, and the mess is really life. You're gonna go through mess.
Right.
But you know what we really want to accentuate on the show is how you, because the mess is there. The mess is in the message. The message is in the mess.
Right.
But how do you get out of
the mess?
The mess that you're in, or how do you coexist or change the mess that you're in? And you know, sometimes you have to make the decision on which one you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And I think there are some factors that you know people have to figure in to see, okay, which one of these choices do I make? Do I stay in it,
uh-huh.
and just coexist in it, knowing that you can't affect it or change it, or do I try to affect do change because I think there's a glimmer of hope there that there'll be some change and I think this can be something I can be in, or do you just ghost it, you know? Do you just ghost it? You just roll out on it and be like, you know what, I'm done because this isn't what I signed up for, and I know that I can't affect change.
Right.
Now, I think that's important, and I think people are going to run into that so many times in life, and you're going to be faced with that decision on what do I do? And in a lot of cases, when you're talking about matters of the heart, especially with relationships, I don't think it's ever cool to ghost somebody, you know, in a relationship. You know, I personally think that you should be able to say, hey, I don't think this is working, you know, anymore.
All right.
You know, let's just kill this, right? And so when you kill it, now it's an understanding. Now the person's not hunting you down trying to figure out what the heck happened.
Right.
so, but now let's talk about situations that we go through in everyday life as well with people. And a ship is a ship, right? Relationship, friendship, you know, whatever it is. When you start to feel that something's not right in a ship, you know, how do you go about affecting that change? How do you go about, you know, trying to coexist in it? And which decision do you really make? There's a compromise in there of some sort.
But I think that you should never compromise your values. You should never compromise certain things that you should not compromise. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You should never
mm-hmm.
compromise your values. You should never compromise integrity. You should never compromise the things that you believe in. You should never compromise yourself.
Right.
So I think that in situations like that, you got to know when it's time to get yourself out of the mess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. you got to know, just like you just said, if you can't affect change, then it's either you're going to become what you don't want to become.
Right.
Or you're going to remove yourself from the situation. Okay. And understanding that, hey, this mess happened for a certain reason in my life. Let me pay attention. What things do I need to do differently so I don't allow this to happen again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because obviously, you know, again, we make the choices in life, and they're for a reason. And those choices that we make in life are, you know, probably choices that in that season, you know, maybe choices that are necessary in order to get you to becoming who you need to become, in order to realizing and to recognizing and to revealing some things to yourself and on who you are and the things that you're capable of doing in life. So, you know, that situation may have been necessary for that given moment. But then when it no longer, I guess, lines up with what your goals are, what your purpose is, then you have to be able to realize that, you know what, okay, this is not benefiting
mm-hmm.
the purpose that God has given me. And so therefore, you got to be able to recognize those things in order to now shift, right? Shift just like this, shift, remove in order to now continue on the journey so that that mess can become the message.
Right.
So you got to know when is enough is enough. Okay.
When is enough?
When is enough?
Right.
When it starts to compromise you, then that is obviously, you know, again, not lining up with the things that you need to do. And so you got to be able to recognize that and understand that, you know what, this is your life. Okay. So if you don't live it for you, if you don't live it for your purpose, if you don't live it for your family, for your wife, for the things that are lining up with the dreams and the goals and the purpose that God has given you, then that's a problem. But again, it's probably a necessary mess in order for you to be able to reveal the things that's necessary in order for you to get to the next level. But you got to know when to get yourself out of the mess.
Absolutely. When to get yourself out of the mess. And there's a certain thing called, you know, time wasted.
Right.
You know, and you most certainly want to make sure that you're not wasting time. And there's some people that are listening to this broadcast right now, and some people that are going to listen to this broadcast, and they're in a mess right now. And they don't know what to do to actually get out of it. And that's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. The message in the mess. And, you know, if you get the message in the mess, how fast, how
right.
quick do you make that shift that Pam just talked about? How fast, you know, how quick do you make that shift? And if you recognize it, I believe there needs to be a quick shift one way or the other. But, you know, there's something that we always talk about on this show, Pam, and I did a whole training on it. It's called the four L's.
Right.
Right.
Look, listen, learn, and lead. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe sometimes if we slow down, you know, sometimes the wind is blowing.
Right.
So hard that you don't think that you can actually go outside and survive in it. But, you know, slow down and find a spot that's not so windy. I used to always say, you know, get a little, like in the mountain, there's a little indentation, back off into that indentation to where the wind is passing you by, and really look and assess what's going on, right? So you look at your situation, and these are the things you need to do to actually make your decision on whether you're going to actually stay in the mess, whether you're going to actually, you know, leave out of it or help change it.
Right.
So you look at what's going on in the situation, and when you look and see what's going on, you know, you learn, right? You know, then you ask yourself those questions: why is this happening?
Uh-huh.
Was I a part of the reason for this happening?
Right.
And can I affect change? Right. You're listening, and one of the most important things is when you look, listen. When you've seen the situation, you've identified it, like you said earlier, right?
Uh-huh.
You got to identify the mess first. Once you identify the mess, you know, that second L is super important, right? Then you want to listen to what the person is saying,
right?
That you're in the mess with, or the people are saying that you're in the mess.
Or the situation.
Or the situation. You want to listen. You want to hear what's going on. And it's okay, no, I got that right. I hear their side of the story. I hear what they're feeling for it. And, you know, you may start now is when you're gathering your information, right? We call it intelligence, right? So you've listened to the other side. You know what they want. You know what their heart is. They're not basing their heart based on what you want, because that's why things kind of changed. In the beginning, it was all about what you wanted. So they were changing themselves, but now it's all about what they want. They realize that they're wasting time, right? So I gotta feel good about this situation that I'm in. And so now you've listened to what they want, and now you learn exactly what you need to do.
Right.
Right. Now you know I got all of the facts. My intelligence is up to speed. So now that I've got all the intelligence I need, now I can lead, right? I can lead. And the very first person that you always lead is
self.
Self.
Lead
you lead
self.
You
before you can
first,
lead anything else.
Right? So if you always, guys, if you always implement that premise on everything you do in life, then it's hard to, I'm not saying you're not going to make bad decisions, but it's hard to waste time in situations that aren't feeding you, situations that aren't growing you.
Mm-hmm.
The challenges are always going to be there. So, you know, you don't have to go searching for them. They're going to be there. I guarantee you that. But, you know, don't stay in a situation and waste time. Deploy the four L's, you know, look, listen, learn, and lead, and try and figure out, you know, what's the best case scenario.
I agree. And I think a lot of the issues really begin because of the fact that many times life can be moving so fast. You know, life is going to happen. You don't take the time to look, and you don't take the time to listen like you need to in order to get yourself to the other two L's. But right. That's the key. When you take the time to look, pay attention, take the time to listen, then you start to, and that's so key, you start to begin to understand the things that God is telling you to do, to understand the things that you need to accomplish, the opportunities that you need to grab a hold of, the people that you should be connected to, the things right. that you need to let go, the things that you need to move beyond. When you learn to look around and learn to listen and really pay attention, then you'll understand, okay, it's time for me to cross this bridge. It's time for me to pay attention to the things that God is telling you to do, understanding that it may not be the popular vote for whatever else, but when you do what God is telling you to do, when you learn how to look around you, listen, and now begin to move, understanding that that mess or whatever was necessary, it was necessary. Nothing happens by chance, all right? I truly believe that. We believe that. Nothing happens by chance. Everything happens for a purpose, for a reason in our lives. But again, it's that reveal. It helps you to understand, you know, the things that you need to do, the person that you are, the things that you need to grow into and to become. But then you got to know how to quickly shift when it's not the avenue that God has wanted you to take. That's what it boils down to. So now it's going to come down to a choice, a decision, okay, in order to now do some things differently, in order to have something different. That's what it really boils down to.
Right.
And many times we end up staying in the mess, and the mess never becomes our message because you know what? You don't fully know your purpose, your mission, your God-given talents and gifts and the things that you're supposed to do. You got to know exactly what you want. You got to know exactly not just what you want, because it's not really about what we want. It's about, okay, does it lie? Is it a part of God's will? Okay, is this God's will, you know, for me to be able to do these things, to have these things, to grab a hold of this opportunity, that opportunity? The only way for us to know that is for us to look and for us to listen. Okay.
Right. So when you're saying there's a part of, you know, God's will, and I, you know, we know those wills line up, but when we're talking about, you know, look, listen, learn, and lead, you know, there are so many times people get in that rut, and you know, how do you get to that point when you can say, I'm gonna look, listen, learn, you know, and lead. And it's all, and I think a lot of people, we talked about it before, you know, paying attention to detail.
Right.
You know,
that's what I was going to say. You got to pay attention. You got to start to pay attention. Sometimes you're just not paying attention. It's right there in your face and you're not paying attention.
Right.
But that's where the key is. But the only way to pay attention is to slow down and to look and to listen. You got to look around. You got to listen. You got to have that quiet time. And then you got to begin to understand, okay, that's how you get yourself to understanding that. But if you never slow down, and you allow life to take you in every single different direction, and you're just on this, you're just running, and you never take the time to look around you and learn how to listen, because I know I've been there, done that, then what's going to happen is you find yourself continue to be, you know, a part of something or attached to something or doing something that you really shouldn't be doing, you know, at that given moment. And God is saying, move on, move on. When are you going to learn to listen? Okay.
Well, let's talk about that though. Let's talk about that. I want to restart this. Because I want to talk about
Right. So, you know, therefore, and I think that many times it's because maybe it requires change, right? And change isn't easy. Change requires something of you. Change is going to stretch you in a whole nother direction. Change is going to cause you to have to get out of that comfort zone, because you can get comfortable in the mess, okay? And so change now has to happen, and change is not easy. Nobody really likes change, but change is necessary, okay? It's necessary for you to really be able to grow into the next and to get to the next level. It's necessary.
Right, right.
But it's painful
because
it's something different.
Yeah, and change is, like you said, change is always painful. And when we think about, you know, why we're in it, because somebody's in something right now and they're trying to figure out how to get out of it. and, you know, what should I apply, you know, in this? And I think, you know, if you listen to what we're saying, and you know, we always talk about, Pam, we just talked about expounding on paying attention to detail.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm big on paying attention. We used to call it Pat D, you know, all the time. I've said that before.
And really big on it.
You know, yeah, you pay attention to what's going on around you. You see things that are going around you to the point, you know, it irritates me around the house sometime when, you know, the kids will walk by, you know, a piece of paper on the floor 17 times. You didn't see that on the floor.
All right, pick that up.
I mean, pick that up. You know, I'm big on maintaining. I'm big on, you know, if you put something somewhere, you know, and you're finished using it, put it the heck back up.
Right.
You know, put it back where it belongs. You know, police up after yourself. Because I'm big on maintenance, and I believe that's big, that applies to life. People leave so many things laying around in their life, and, you know, and they get all of this clutter, and they can't really see what they need to see because they're not practicing maintenance. We're talking about life maintenance, the message in the mess.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the message in the mess is you need to pick up behind yourself. You need to maintain your surroundings. You need to maintain your mindset. You know, when we were just talking about, you know, how we're viewing the situation, and you can't change the things you look at, and because we always say that, change the things, the way you look at things, and the things you look at change.
Right.
You can't change the things you look at if you never notice where you are. You're like, I'm looking at something, and you keep perusing past the fact that, you know, I wanted to go to the amusement park, you know, and I wanted to ride, you know, a roller coaster, and I see they have a roller coaster, but the roller coaster, when I looked at it, I can see all of the bolts are shaking, you know, and you know, it's jerking people's head, looks like it's gonna break their necks, and you know, and it doesn't look stable, but you get on it, anyway. That's called a poor decision. Right. You get on anyway. Right. God knows what's going to happen. But what about when you don't pay attention to detail? Right. And you don't notice that all of the bolts are really, really loose and about to fall off. Right. You don't know if your ride is going to be that one ride that's on the news next. Right. So you get on it because you didn't pay attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, it was a very small analogy, but that's life. You know, even when you're dealing with jobs and people, even more so,
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with people, all of these cliches that you hear leaders and quote unquote profound people saying, you know, you have to understand what they are, you know, change the way you look at things you look at, you know, change, you know, how are these things really being applied to your life? There's premise behind them. Some people just say them and don't apply them, right? Paying attention to detail, knowing a person, always saying the cliche, you know, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. You see it, but you don't do anything. The person shows you who they are. Now, sometimes a person will show you who they aren't before they show you who they are, right? That's the mask that people put on. Some people get very, very good at showing you who they are not, because typically who they are not is who you want them to be. And that's how they get you, right? So you're trying to figure out, why don't you just show me who you were? Because they know deep down the answer is, I wasn't about nothing right then. So I had to tell you what you wanted to hear. And I couldn't maintain that facade because, you know, it was too much. It wasn't who I was. I haven't grown to that level, but I can only fake it for so long.
Yeah, you know, what's on the inside is always going to manifest on the outside. Yeah, that's the core. The core is always going to come to the outside, so you can only mask things for so long. You know, that's the reason why you have to change from the inside out, because you are who you are from the inside, and the inside is going to manifest on the outside all day long. It's going to trump it. So, you know, you can only, just like you said, it's going to always come out. You are who you are. And that's the reason why you got to work on the inside every single day, the growth, the mindset, the mental, the everything, so that now that manifests on the outside, because you can't give out anything that's not on the inside. You know,
right. So yeah, you can't give out of it. A person only gives out of their capacity.
Right. Absolutely.
And you know, you even when you're following people, you know, when you're listening to, you're following a leader, you're following somebody for something, you need to know what that person stands for.
Right.
You know, you need to know what their values are. And if you if their values don't align with your values, then, you know, duh, why are you following them? Right. You know, are you following them because the road to destruction is broad and everybody else is doing it? So I'm just doing the same thing.
You just got to know what you got to do. You don't judge or anything like that, because it's not for us to judge. But you got to know what you're supposed to be attached to and what you connect to at the end of the day. And when you know that, you understand that, then you're going to do what's necessary in order to make sure that you're lining up with the things that line up with you. Okay, that's what it boils down to.
Say that again.
Lining up with the things that line up with you. You know.
So how do you line up with the things that line up with you?
Right.
You got to know. You have to first know how you line up.
A lot
of people follow mess and get in mess because, you know, Pam says it all the time. You know, you don't know your purpose. You don't know who you are, so you just follow anything because you think that's it. You haven't discovered who you are yet. You haven't spent time, you know, looking at yourself and analyzing who you are and what you want, putting your goals in place.
Right.
What's my vision? What's my big puzzle that I need to see? You know, I see the box. Let me set the box up. This is where I want to go. So therefore, you have really nothing to gauge where or how you get there, right? Because you don't know what you want. If you don't know what you want, they said, the old saying is, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Right, absolutely.
People find themselves standing for a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, it's all of these things, you know, jack of all trades, the master of absolutely none, right, come into play because now you have no definitive path.
Right.
You're like a system of roots that stay on the ground for a long time and the tree never grows because you never have one definitive path. Think about a tree when you plant a seed. Yeah, it has a system of roots. Those are all of the lessons that you learn, the growth that you have. This is everything that you learn while those roots are growing. You're like, now I'm strong, I'm hard. Mm-hmm. Now I get it. I can nourish myself. I can feed myself. I see what I need. I can reach out and grab it. And that one definitive path for a tree is always up.
Right.
Comes out of the ground. The first place it looks to go is up, right? But it can't go up until we get that foundation. So when it goes up, you never see a tree come out of the ground and start going left or right. You see that tree, its goal is to go up as far as it can go up, as far as its capacity. Right?
And that tree is going to grow. That tree is going to grow. So you got the root systems, right? The root system, the system of roots, and that tree is going to start to grow up. You're going to have a trunk. It's going to start to spread the branches. So know that anything that you're connected to, okay, should further your purpose. Not break off your branches, okay? Not cause you to not spread the branches and the leaves to grow. So if it's not lining up with what God is telling you to do, because at the end of the day, when you're in a position to where it encourages growth, then it's not going to tear down the things that God is trying to build up in your life. And if that's the situation, then that's a mess that you got to know when, hey, it's time to disconnect in order to get yourself to where God is telling you to go. It should never de-edify what God has told you to do in life. It should never de-edify, you know, anything that God's connected you to, and you know that it's God's purpose, God's plan. It should never do that. And if it does do that, then that's a mess that you got to learn how to disconnect, because it should not be tearing it down. It should not be tearing down your purpose, but instead building you up to encourage your purpose, to further your purpose in order to get yourself to the point to where, you know, again, your message is becoming the message that God created for you to now give forth to the world. Because your message is going to be the very thing that now blesses those that are supposed to be connected to you, those that are supposed to be blessed by your message. We're not here to change the entire world. Mm-hmm. And so we have to realize and understand that there's certain people that will be blessed by the things that we do. And those are the only ones that you can just continue to get up every day and to allow your light to shine for those. And now, you know, God is doing what he needs to do in your life so that things can begin to move forward the way they
like what
to
you
be.
Just said. I like what you just said. God can use you to bless others. And I want you guys to write this down if you have pen and paper. You know, just one simple phrase, you know, my universal purpose. Right. Because I believe we all have a universal purpose. And I'm going to give it to you guys here in just a second. And I believe that what you just said is powerful, because there are a lot of people that don't have purpose. They don't think they have purpose. They just haven't discovered it yet.
Right.
You haven't discovered your purpose. And, you know, when you think about how You need to discover that purpose. We always talk about, you know, sometimes you have to back up to find out where the wheels fell off, you know, where they started to wobble at, not where they fell off, but where they started to wobble at, in order for you to find out, in order to be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes going back is necessary. So when we think about the universal purpose and what that really is, everybody has a universal purpose. So this is for the people out there right now, Pam, that are saying, well, I really don't know what my purpose is. No, you don't quite understand what the vehicle that you're going to use is to get to your purpose yet. You don't know what vehicles they're there, but you don't quite know what the vehicles are. But your universal purpose is the same universal purpose that God created the earth with, right? It's to grow and to multiply, the growth, right? So Pam said that you want to be the light, right? You want to be the person that blesses people. And in the beginning of this show, Pam, we put out the premise, the vision for the grind. And we really talked about what this show was and what it wanted and how it wanted to function. And we have a whole vision for it. And we talk about, you know, we don't want to just create a platform,
right?
We don't want to just create a platform. We want to be, this show was intended to be the actual source for a person to come and say, okay, this is who I am and this is what I want. So, you know, we don't want to create a platform where you can just come and stand there. No, the platform is created, you know, to be the, you're the pedestal. If you set a statue on a pedestal, this show was intended to be the pedestal, right? Not the statue, right? So the pedestal is the foundation, and the universal purpose that everybody has, Sam, mm-hmm. is that we're called to grow.
Right.
We're called to create a foundation,
mm-hmm.
right? No matter how dark and drab that is, because I can tell you, creating a foundation is not the sexy work.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not the sexy work, right? So, but if you have to be in tune, you have to be willing to not do the unsexy work first.
Right.
Right? Because you can go straight to the sexy, right? And every time you get hit, you fall down,
right,
and it's hard to get back up, right?
Not strong.
But when you go to the foundation, and now you're in that dark place and you're creating the foundation, and then people started to notice that, okay, I can see what you're doing, you know, and then you start to sprout that vision. It's always the universal purpose of everybody is to grow up. Mm-hmm. And get this, watch this. This is how it happens. The strongest part of the tree above, below ground, is the root. The mm-hmm. system of roots. That's how it's fed. That's how we feed ourselves every day with personal development.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we feed ourselves with people that are around us, that we expose ourselves
right.
to. Right. That's our root system.
Uh-huh.
Right. But then now the strongest part of the tree when it breaks ground is the trunk. Right. You are the trunk. Right. Your root system is how you go back down and feed your trunk. The trunk always goes straight up. The branches on the tree are the only thing that go left and right,
mm-hmm.
right? So the branches on the tree are going left and right, and those branches on the tree are the people that are attaching themselves to your same universal purpose of growth, and they're using your platform. They're using your trunk at that moment to say, I need something to stabilize myself, so let me tap into your trunk. And you know that your trunk is good because your foundation is good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know all of that's good, you can be the platform that somebody else can use to actually stand on. And the tree gets fuller and fuller and fuller because now you're doing what Pam just said. Now you're actually blessing somebody else with the fact that you spent time underground
mm-hmm.
building that foundation. And you waited until it was your turn to break ground. Because you can't break ground until you have a stable foundation.
Right.
Right.
It.
Because if you try to break ground without a stable foundation, then, you know, it's like a little bitty tree that, you know, there's like the engine. I thought I could. I think I can. But let me just jump really quick because I want to be noticed by everybody right now. I need it right now. I need to be noticed. I need the accolades. I need edification. I need people to see me right now. Right. Look at me, even though you're not ready. It's like that.
Oh,
it's like that kitten in the mirror syndrome. Right. Kitten in the mirror. We always say, you know, see yourself as a lion. Right. And like my boy E.T. says, everybody wants to be a beast until, you know, until it's time to do what beasts do. And then all of a sudden, everybody turns back into a kitty cat because you're not ready to be a beast yet. And it's okay. Stay in the trenches and do the work. Do the unsexy work. And when you break ground, I promise you it'll be sexy then.
That's good.
I promise you.
That foundation, you're right, and break ground. And literally, when the foundation is strong, that's when everything is now going to begin to just grow and blossom and spread out into the different branches and everything. But you got to start somewhere, and it all starts with you understanding that you got to work on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that process.
And people want to attach themselves.
Right.
Like you said, process. If people want to attach themselves to what you're doing, you're not – The tree never goes out and lists branches to come, right? We talked about the law of attraction last week, right? So the law of attraction, this is deep. The law of attraction is always inside out. We talked about that. So you never see tree branches come from anywhere else who attach themselves to the tree. It's always from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
It's from that trunk. It's from that foundation. Everything happens from that foundation. Right. And everybody is blessed from the people that we call now circle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I believe the branches are circle. The branches are a part of the trunk because it was a part of the process. It was a part of the internal process that took place. And now it can sprout branches, and now people can get shade from those branches. And here's the most profound part of it all, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, people can make a decision to plant their own seed.
Right.
And
plant
their
own
tree.
Seed. And that's the whole purpose.
And they
right.
can use your shade as long
Absolutely.
As they want to until
Growth.
It's time for the yeah.
To go
yeah.
out and now plant your own seed and to now you as that system of roots is being created because of the fact that you leverage the platform of and the process of growing. Now you begin to plant seeds. And those seeds that you plant now creates a system of roots because you've become, you've grown, you've changed, you've worked on you, you've gotten up every day and you've, you know, put the things into you that are now going to come out. And so now that you create a strong system of roots and a platform that mm-hmm. now has that tree trunk that now is going to branch and now be a blessing to others that people now want to be a part of. And that's the whole purpose of it in life, for real. Look, listen, learn, and lead. Right? Look, listen, learn, and lead. And as you now look, listen, learn through the process, right? The process of now being a part of that foundation, that trunk, the tree branches, now you're planting your seeds. Now you're able to lead and you want others to do the same. You want others to manifest everything that God is telling them to do. You want others to now go out and to grow and to be the light in the world that God created them to be. You don't want that person mm-hmm. to, you know, just stay right there at your tree trunk and your branches. You want that person to now go out and to spread their wings and to become the eagles and to fly and to do all of that, the butterflies that they were created to be, because of the fact that, you know, that is what life is all about, for real. To now be that platform, to be that encouragement, that hope, that so that people can now go from the mess to the message to now becoming their own. That's what it's about.
And it takes time.
Right.
It takes time to become a platform because there's a lot of unsexy work in there.
Right.
And like I said, most people aren't willing to go through the unsexy part to get to the sexy because, you know, when you have a vision, when you have a dream, it's something that's been put on the inside of you. It was put there, right? You didn't create it. You just discovered it, right? So once you discover it, now you start to move in the way that you're supposed to move. And
right.
you can only move in the direction is when you're doing what we're talking about, guys. You know, understanding the mess, the message in the mess, but being able to do that, you have to look, listen, learn, and lead. But as you're looking, you're listening, you're learning, and you're leading, now what you've done is now you're the quiet inside of the storm,
mm-hmm.
right? Now God can really say, okay, I see now that you're paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying attention to detail.
Right.
Now you're not concerned about, you know, I put something inside of you. I put a seed inside of you, and I haven't even really been able to water it. It's because your ground is so hard. I can't, you're not listening to me. You haven't tilled your ground yet in order for the water to get down to the seed that was planted. So therefore you never feel as if you have a purpose. But when you spend time with you spend time with God, and you realize that, okay, God is going to show me something. Now he can show me.
Right.
Now I can really receive what's for me and only for me. And now my seed can start to grow that system of roots. It's never too late to do that, but you don't start to really create. I'm telling you guys something. Here's what happens. Here's how the process happens. This is when you know that God is really watering your seed, right? Watering the seed that he put inside of you. You start to get ideas for things because some of you are not slowing down long enough to get that seed watered.
Right.
And you start to get ideas that come to you, and you have to have a pen and paper around. I talk about that in my book. When you're really on the right track, you have to have a pen and paper around all the time. You have to have your phone so you can put it in your notepad
all the time.
Because you could be driving down the road, and I'm gonna tell you, that's like I said in my book, I said God is not a respecter of your time or what you got going on. If he wants to tell you something, he's gonna tell you while you're driving on the highway.
That's right.
You have to make the decision on whether or not I'm gonna pull over, right? But if I pull over, people may think I'm crazy. So what? God is giving you something for your life right then. Right. And you have to make the right decision. I'm not going to try and type this while I'm driving. Pull your butt over. Right. And type that up. Don't care what people think. You know, don't care. Write it, whatever you do, write it down, because God starts to give you so much stuff. And it comes at the most inopportune time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, you know what? Take your phone. You take your phone to the toilet. Would you take your phone to the toilet? Because you're going to get something on the toilet. That's just how it happens.
Right.
And when you get it, you write it down. And these are all the ideas. God is not saying, oh, let me just wait until he's finished. Let me just wait until she gets home and give them that. You know, no, you're going to get it right at that moment, and you got to be willing to receive it and get your seed watered. And now you can't contain the things that God's giving you because now he's trying to give you the overflow that he promised you that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have overflow, guys, then I'm going to tell you right now, that means you're filled up on the inside. I mean, God can keep giving you, and the more you can receive, the more capacity you have to receive, the more he keeps pouring.
Keeps pouring, and
overflows to the rest of the branches,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of and now everything is happening so fast,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay, now it's finally my turn.
Right.
Now I'm filled up all the way, like the song says, I'm reloaded. It's time to go. And now it's time to go, and the seeds are being watered. And you look up, there's another seed dropped here, and things are happening so fast. And none of it's you when you realize that none of it's me. It's all God.
Right.
God puts it in you, and when it's in you, you have to trust that it's going to come out of you. If you don't trust, you know, they say that public speaking mm-hmm. is the one of the most anxiety stricken things in the world. It's the hardest thing for people to do. Kids have problems with it at school. Adults have problems with it. You know, I have to accept who I am, and I have to accept the truth of me.
Right.
I am an unscripted guy. Okay. And I'm unscripted because when God wants to give me something, I want it to be him.
Right.
I don't want to write. Just to remember, right, that thought that I had at that moment. So because I don't want to lose it, because God just gave it to me. So I want to make sure I get it out. So when I write it down, now I'm not going to lose it. I'm going to do it. And when I'm empty, when I say, God, just use me, speak through me,
mm-hmm.
it's easier for him to give you the things you need, because now you're not afraid to say it, because you're leaning on how you feel and what you think and how you know.
Right.
And the reality is, you don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything. It's
right.
It's the God inside of you that knows, but you have to allow him to bring it out, because he put it in. And when he's bringing it out, right, and when he's done bringing it out, it'll cut off.
Right. That's true. And that's trust. That's that faith, because,
right.
you know, once you believe to really, once you really understand and you begin to trust God, then you'll be able to be that unscripted person. Because I know that was difficult for me, because I didn't believe in myself and I didn't have the faith, even though I was putting stuff into me. I didn't believe that I would be able to let it out, like God wanted me to let it out. But then I began to realize, and Nate has been definitely a blessing in my life with that, because he stretched me, he pushed me, even with doing this show. Like, for real, I'm like, what are we talking about? Okay, but you know, it's amazing how God would give us these topics, you know, at that given moment. And none of it's scripted. When I used to be like, I need to know, I need to write it down, I need to have a list of everything. But that was because that was kind of like a fear. Mm-hmm. I was allowing fear to be in control, to feeling like I was not enough. Like I wasn't enough, and like I didn't have the things. But
and you really aren't enough. You really aren't enough. It's the God inside of you.
Right. The God inside of you.
Right.
And one of the things that I get up every day and I say, Lord, I decrease so that you can increase in my life. I decrease every single day, every day, decrease so that you can increase in my life, so that I could be able to look, pay attention, so that I can listen. So I'm not paying attention to the noise on the left, the noise on the right. But now, so that I can learn from the different things that he allows us to do, the choices that we make that may not always be the right choices, so that now we can begin to lead. None of us are perfect, but now we are able to take the things that we go through in life, the mess that we, you know, end up having to go through and grow through in order for it to now become our message. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, and that's good. Because, you know, if we recognize everything, you know, the way it should be for our lives, then we're in tune with what we need to do. And I think if people focus more on
upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
oh, I want glory.